Hello and welcome to another episode of the Essex League Cricket Podcast with myself, Billy Roan, Alfie Taylor, and again, Nick Brown. How we doing, boys?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Bill. Another week closer to the old cricket season. Looking forward to it, actually, for the first time in probably 16, 17 years. What about you, Brownie?
I'm good. How you doing, boys? Good. We're back in training, so it's been a bit better than just sitting indoors doing nothing. So, yeah, that's been good.
Looking trim, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah. You had the bleep test yet, Brownie?
We've had one. We've got another one next week. So,
how'd you get on?
I've done okay. Yeah, I got the pass mark, which was good.
Beat Rishi.
Done what you had to do and then
tick the box.
Name and shame. Who come last?
Yeah.
I can't do that. I think a few boys have had a few injuries. So, tough.
All right. Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Yeah.
Cool.
Sorry about that.
Greg's is still open. Boys, just before we start, I know this ain't going to really, you're not really going to know much about this, Brownie, but I just had a look at getting some new cricket kit for the start of the season. Fucking hell, you got a remortgage for a new pair of gloves. £120 for a pair of gloves. What's happened? Bill.
What are you looking at, mate? What gear are you looking at? What brands?
I was on the Gunner Moore sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to...
Oh, someone's a Dan Lawrence fanboy, aren't they?
Ben Stokes, mate. It's all about Ben Stokes.
Oh, sorry, mate. Yeah.
I don't know what to go for now. You know, like, you have to get the old... the kids' ones. The kids' ones are 55 quid. Fucking...
Are you one to get all the same gear?
I wasn't, to be honest. But now, I don't know, like, you were one massively for all the gear. I just didn't really... I don't know. I was always the one who sprayed the kid with all the gear and was shit. I just didn't want to be that person. But now here I am looking at the same kit. So that's where I'm at in life.
Do you get new kit every year, Alf?
No, Brownie. I've got the same pair of pads that I had 8 years ago. Well, the bats change every year because one of them gets smashed up the wall. One's on the roof. One's on the fire. Gloves, I have to change gloves every year. That's all I change.
Yeah, you don't need new pads.
No. You got a new bat yet, Al?
No, he's only just landed, to be honest. So I'll give him a
couple... I'll give him
a couple of days.
Franny, I don't know if you listened in on that, because Alf was he was one of the pioneers of the mongoose bat.
I did hear that. Yeah, I do. Yeah, they were brilliant.
Yeah, he's going to bring it back this year. He's going to use the mongoose.
Ooh, I was going to use it.
You're going to bring it back this year. You used it, mate.
I did not use that bat, Billy. There is no way on earth I used that bat.
Of course you did, mate. We spoke about it on a podcast. You did use it.
It might have been...
fucking runs of it, mate.
Might have been an inter-club game. I don't know. There's no way I've been using the fucking...
You called for it. Last five overs, like, you called for it. It's just like, oh shit, out mad now. You called for the mongoose. We're in trouble now. We're in big trouble.
Like MS Dhoni calls for the £4 No,
exactly.
Bill, I think there's
shit out in the mongoose.
Big fabrication there.
Oh, I'm not sure about that, mate.
What else you got to buy? 200 quid for a lid. I think basically you got to spend a bag.
Is that how much fucking lid is now?
Yeah, if you want titanium, if you don't want it to fucking weigh your head down. Yeah, you got to spend at least... Well, and then 500 quid on a bat. I don't know.
Fucking hell, mate. You're looking at
looking at
a weekend in Ibiza there, aren't you?
With Wayne Lineker.
Alfie, you're officially back now.
Back playing?
Out of retirement.
Mate, I'm out of retirement. We've got 3 weeks to the first pre-season. Sunbury away. It's going to be fucking freezing. And I guarantee...
3 weeks, fuck.
Guarantee I nick off. Or pad gets blown off. I'll blame it on someone else, and I'll be sitting here feeling sorry for myself. Hopefully, it's not play cricket.
Can me and you hit the bowling machine next week?
Yeah,
unbelievable. Technically, we can.
I don't think we can
because there's that many fucking holes in the Chingford nets, mate. Technically, we are me. Eating one other person outside for a form of exercise. So technically, we probably could. We'll get them balls involved.
We'll get Brownie's old balls.
Might have a little dig on the old bottom machine.
Would you fancy me feeding you, Bill, or not?
No, mate, you're the worst feeder of the bowling machine. Like, all you want, like, Brandon, you know what? When you get on a bowling machine, I'm sure you're just drilling a drive or, you know, half volleys on your pads. You get Alfie there, like, he'll have 75 miles an hour, then he'll crank it up to 80 miles an hour, won't adjust the length, and you'll get like a bloody beamer in your chest, and he'll pin you, and he'll just start laughing at you.
Does no one else then like get behind? Obviously not from the sound of that. Get behind the bowling machine, and I don't know. There's something that just switches, and I just think I'm the bowler. And like, if you get, even though someone's working on like on drive, or it's usually a half volley, isn't it? Let's be honest. Like, no one wants to get on the bowling machine and get messed up. So you get half volley.
No, you don't want length, do you? No, half length on the bowling machine.
Someone hits it back at you. You got to fucking wind it forward a bit. Put one across the lips. That's the way I see it. Anyway.
As long as you've got someone that knows what they're doing, isn't it?
What end, Brownie?
Like feeding it. They crank it up, it hits your knee eye on the shin.
Well, it'd be good practice, Brownie, for Don
what's
Best.
Your weekly, what's your schedule been this week with Essex? What have you been doing?
We've actually been outdoors, Bill, which has been good. We've had a couple of nice days weather, and then obviously today pissed down and... But it's been cold, to be honest. Fielding's been cold. The old breeze.
You've been on the outfield, have you?
We've been on the field, yeah. It's been good.
You get the gloves.
Do you wear the fielding gloves? The
Paul Collingwoods.
I don't. No. Get on with it.
How are the hands feeling, Brandy?
Yeah, a bit sore.
That first catch.
Yeah, like the slip catching's not much fun, but good to be back anyway. But you get them bruises, don't you?
The old
at the start of the year.
And you never lose them.
Yeah, still have them in August, don't you?
It's a killer. Well, if you play cricket every day as well, I get them, and I only fucking play, once a fortnight when I've retired
still
after the first. Yeah, shut up, Bill.
You
had the softest hands in the world, Bill.
See, you didn't hear a thing, did you?
No, until it hit the side screen.
No, for fuck's sake, Bill, catch it.
Who does wear them then, Brownie? Does anyone wear the old gloves? I can't see anyone wearing them. Embarrassing, really, isn't it? It's like playing football and wearing gloves.
Yeah, you do get a few people wearing the gloves. A few of the younger lads wearing the gloves. But
are you going to be in the bin this year? Where are you? Third slip, full slip? Or are you in... It's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I'd like to think I'll be in there, but we've actually got some good grabbers, like Cookie at one, and Harmer's got hands the size of your head.
He don't miss many, does he, in there?
He don't drop them. Wesley's pretty good. And then the kid slides in at gully, though he shells 50%.
Does that lizard get in there? Because he can't... I swear on my life, he's one in three.
But he
takes a good one, doesn't he, every now and again, and that's all you remember?
Yeah, and he keeps him in.
Drops the easy one, catches the toughie. Where are you then, backward point?
Well, I've been fielding a bit of backward point.
He is at backward point.
Fucking hell, Bradley.
I don't know how I've got
there. Fucking hell, the cat, no run.
He does, have you seen him?
Yeah.
He's got the shuffle, he's got a good slide on him, like... It's as if Brownie don't wear spikes. He proper glides across the turf.
Good man.
A bit like Lionel Messi. Boys, quickly, Piers Morgan, he's been axed, or he's axed himself. I had a little thought here. Where do we think that he would fit within a cricket club? Like, obviously, it's easy to go for the whole bat nine, don't bowl, or bat eight, didn't bowl, whatever. But is there anywhere else in the club that he could fit? Like, he's not much of a scorer, is he? Because he's quite selfish.
He's one of them old bastards, Alf, that we were speaking about the other week, that sits in the sheds, abuses everyone, probably has a pint on the side, has a red wine and a port later on, and just gets stuck into you, I reckon, but can't do it himself.
I reckon he sits at the bar as well. You know, when them people who sits at a bar and he puts out his allotted money for the night. It's his chain gap, it's his piles, and will not break into anything else. That's his money for his six pints. He ain't buying no other fucker a pint either. Yeah, he just sits on that bar stool, orders in his pints, and just slags everyone off.
Do you reckon he tells, like, he's obviously a third teamer, fourth teamer, not that there's anything wrong with that, but do you reckon that he's one to sort of tell you about his 6 for 20 that he took against the stage back in the day, or... Would he just slag everyone off and not tell anyone how good he was?
No, he definitely says how good he is. Definitely. 100%.
100%.
He's one of those as well. You said it, Brownie, with the old red wine. You get the redometer out later on in the night. It doesn't matter whether it's sunshine or not. You poke his forehead and it'll go white.
Yeah, he gets a better player as the night goes on as well.
Yeah, you're right with that. You're right with that, Bill, with the amount he spends, I reckon. He nick drinks off everyone all night and then
you reckon he's off later. You reckon he's a minesweeper? He's a minesweeper.
Oh, well, he's a bit hard up now he ain't got a job.
Yeah, he'll be struggling, yeah.
I know. He's a prick anyway. Good riddance.
Yeah.
See him down the club. You can buy him a beer, Bill. Boys,
what's that?
You could buy him a beer down the club.
Nah, fuck off. He's a knob, mate. He's a knob.
Boys, England versus India. The last one we did was after the first test, wasn't it? Was it? I think.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, maybe no, after the second one. Mo and Ali went home, didn't he? So it was after the second one.
Yeah.
So all to play for, 1-1. Went downhill, didn't it?
Quite sharply, as expected. Yeah. Firstly,
went down a dusty hill, didn't it?
We've all seen the. It's been plastered all over social media. Everyone's been talking about it. We might as well. Were the pitches that bad? Like, does it matter? Do we care?
Yeah, they were bad, weren't they?
I think Brian is the right person to ask you, because Essex regularly got their pitches to favour Simon Harmer. So are they bad pitches or are they just in your favour?
Yeah,
you probably can't comment, Brownie, can you?
No, I can comment. You want the wickets to turn, yeah, but you want them to turn on, you know, day two and three, four.
Yeah.
That's what we want, it to be a good wicket to start with and then spin.
Yeah.
So there is the balance, but their wickets were bizarre. Over in 2 days in the test match is ridiculous. The worst thing was that it wasn't like consistent spin. If it was spinning miles, you'd sit there and go, I can play this because I know it's going to spin. But
you're not going to nick him, are you?
No, hopefully you miss it. But that Axar Patel.
Fucking hell.
How hard was he to face?
The straight rocks were the killer.
High 50 miles an hour. He didn't know which way it was going, whether it's sliding on or spinning. You can't play that. It's too hard. So someone would nick you off.
Just get us two boys. It's too hard.
You're not expecting that call then from soon. there's a little space up in the back, bro. You're not up for that enough.
Nah, too hard. Nah. It was good. It was good to watch though. I enjoyed watching.
But fresh, it just needed longer in the morning as well.
Yeah.
What I found lovely is watching Virat Kohli come out and say, well, I just don't think they applied themselves. And then the next inning, just staring at the pitch.
You know what I mean? This is what I thought, right? Every time fucking Kohli gets out, he fucking looks at the pitch, mate. It ain't him, it's the fucking pitch.
He's like WG Grayson, isn't he? Like, he's the old story, is that you can't get me out. I will be picking up the bows and I will be putting them back on, which they almost tried to do, the BCCI.
What did he say? He said India didn't get to number one in the world moaning about pitches.
That's a good chat, to be fair. It's proper rattled them as well.
Listen, India, let's have it right. Yeah, India got to number one in the world, by playing home series after home series against weak opposition, and preparing pitches that favour them. Nothing against that. I think it all got a bit sort of misconstrued in the media that England were moaning about the pitch, End of the day, the game finished in 2 days. Whether England won or India won, it wasn't a fit, like, wicket to play Test cricket on.
Well, it's just shit for Channel 4, for everyone. Like, well, I'm sitting here bored shitless. I wouldn't mind watching another day's worth of cricket rather than some highlights of some shit test. What's the point in having that fucking 800,000 seat stadium? There's three people there and it's over in two or three days.
Yeah. You know, like, listen, I'm the first person. I was guilty. I had a bit of trolling. I trolled a few Indians. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. They need to be put back in their place. But again, they got the wrong idea in that. The game lasted 2 days. The game was over in five sessions. Yeah, five and a bit sessions. Yeah, India in the last innings got 40 without loss and made it look easy. But when you're chasing 40, like, there's no pressure, is there, really? You just go out there and smash it. You chance your arm. Yeah. Plus the fact we have one spinner. Wow. Yeah, which is our fault.
Roots five.
Which is our fault.
Roots five for eight.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So all these Indian, like all these Indian fans, were saying we don't mind when you prepare green pitches and that. I'm sorry, but Joe Root is a part-time spinner. Yeah. He got 5 wickets of that pitch. No part-time seamer is taking 5 for 8 in England on a green top.
Yeah, I was trying to think. Yeah, I was trying to think of someone in the. You don't, do you?
And also you can you take Indian fans seriously when you've got fully grown adults go into a game holding up a handwritten poster as well? Can you take them fucking seriously when they do that? Holy is my king, or I mean, come on, fucking serious. You get up in the morning, get your marker pens out, yeah, and you write a fucking handwritten poster and hold it up whenever they hit a four. Pathetic, isn't it? Let's have it right.
Do not do that, Bill. On the way to Lourdes.
Fucking right, I don't know.
Well, I could see you on the train on the way up there with your big banner.
With fucking felted pens.
Yeah.
Folks is so sexy.
Yeah. Well, don't steal mine, Bill.
Marry me, Ben Folks.
What would yours be, Bill? You must have something ironic.
Who, me?
Yeah, a little banner. What would you...
Fucking leave me alone. Don't come near me. Don't talk to me.
Boys, do we... I know you just touched on it, Bill, that we had one spinner there. And to be fair to him, I thought he bowled really well. Looking at like Axar Patel on debut, he is unbelievable. You on those sort of wicket, or on any wicket really, his accuracy was unreal. But do we feel sorry for Dom Bess? I know we spoke about it a little bit off air, but what can you say? Like when Joe Root's landing him, yeah. He ain't. Like I was actually cringing watching it. I felt so sorry.
I know.
You see it in club cricket, and it's the type of sort of. It's the type of stuff where his dad would come up to you at the end of the game after he's bowled 4.3 overs, lost 8 balls, and you're trying to keep him on, but you can't. And this is Test cricket. It was actually sad to watch. What do you think?
It's not looking good for him, is it?
Well,
no, it was tough. It was tough for him, wasn't it? But it's hard. Like you've got to go back to like the leadership as well there, which is like he's dropped in the Test before. Moen's gone home. And then, okay, you've got to be honest with the guy and say, okay, you're not playing the next one. But you can't be too honest and say, you're not bowling very well, mate. See you later.
Yeah.
Because something like that's come back. So Moen goes and then you're back in. And it's, oh, well, I wasn't good enough a week ago. Yeah. Now you've got me as your frontline spinner to play against India. So that's where it's hard as like captain to then go, okay, mate, you're missing out this one, but... Be ready, you might come back.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's really tough.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, like because he's, like you said, it's bowling, batting, it's all confidence, isn't it? And his confidence has been shot to pieces. So I didn't expect him to bowl well. Like, they obviously like something about him. He's obviously got a good attitude. Yeah. Because they wouldn't have sort of put so much time and effort into him. But to try and learn your craft out in India against the best players of spin when you haven't really been publicly sort of backed, you're fighting a losing battle, really. I'm not sure why they didn't play any of the other spinners out there. I don't know what the other, like, is Mason Crane out there? Parkinson's out there? Amir Verdi's out there?
Yeah.
Not that they would have done any better, but if you're not, like, there were times where Joe Root turned to himself ahead of, like, Dom Bess. I think you could see in his batting as well. Usually he's quite a confident lad with his batting. He didn't look that great with the bat, did he?
No, he shot to bits, wasn't he?
Not that anyone did. No. But he just looked like, you know, they would have killed him. Like, imagine all the chat. Like, yeah. I mean, come on.
If there was a...
Like, I can't wait for us to chat to Dan, because, I mean, there must have been some savage chat there.
Could you imagine?
Absolute brutal chat.
Could you imagine Dom Bess bowling like that in front of 80,000 at the MCG? What sort of banners would be held up there?
Oh, don't. Got that. Do fine leg, please, Dom.
No.
Fuck.
But that's it.
Boxing Day Test, that is the first day, or that is the first time crowds have been allowed back in. Can you imagine how brutal that fan, like that crowd would have been. Fuck.
Just a face full of VB, a proper spray and a beach ball.
Oh, don't.
A beach ball in 5 minutes.
And when you go, it's tough, isn't it? Because you've got that Axel Patel spinning them, and then you've got Ashwin bowling like a dream, and you, like, all the English batters must be walking back and going, fucking hell, that's hard, bro. Like, over to you, and you're sitting there going, oh shit, like,
and then when
didn't play the last test, I've hardly bowled.
And then when you're standing at mid-wicket and he's let go another full bunger and you know how hard you worked for those four runs and he gets a fucking flat one, you must be thinking, how hard is Test cricket? Like,
well, listen, let's have it right. Like, I'm always one to take the positives out of things, even though I'm a miserable bastard. Yeah? I do like to take the positive out of things, yeah? And look what they've done with batsmen like Shubman Gill, who me and Alpha said is going to be a proper player, yeah? He averaged in the teens. Pujara was quiet, Virat Kohli was quiet, Rahane was quiet, yeah. India won that with their bowlers, not their batting, yeah. And usually you go to the subcontinent, it's all about getting runs on the board, yeah. And very rarely, well, they didn't get any, I don't think they got over 400.
Yeah,
did they? I can't remember.
No, they didn't.
Oh, yeah, in the last game, they must go over 400.
But they just prepared those wickets like the Sri Lankan ones, where it's a bit of a lottery, isn't it? A bit like Somerset game, last game of the season in 2019. Just see what happens. Hopefully you win the toss. And that's what those wickets seem like. They would have won regardless.
They've got better spinners on a better spinning track, yeah.
You can't imagine like Joe Root and Best bowling off flat one. You got no chance, have you? What do we think is England's best side then going forward? I know it's all going to change now because we're coming back to New Zealand, right? Is that right? New Zealand are going to be...
New Zealand in May, yeah. So first test at Lords, what England going to go with.
Well, actually,
there's no bubbles.
They're all going to be in the IPL though, aren't they?
I think they, judging by the backlash of the media, I think... It'll only be Archer and Stokes that wouldn't be out. And Archer, Stokes, Butler.
And Curran.
I think they're the only players that would be unavailable. But I think ECB would have to demand that they come back. And also Royal Challengers, who is it? Who'd they play for?
No idea, mate.
Shane Warne's team. Anyway, they're shit anyway. They never make the final. So let's assume Rajasthan Royals. Yeah, let's assume that they're all back and playing. Good one for you, Brownie, actually, because obviously top three is really uncertain at the moment. What are you thinking? Are there any dark horses you've seen on the county circuit who could potentially fill that opening spot?
Yeah, I reckon that New Zealand series will be really good over here. They've got quality seamers, haven't they? Like Bolt and like Wagner takes loads of wickets. They've got
big
this
man,
massive,
Jameson.
Yeah, they've got this
mate,
massive guy
class.
Now as well.
Yeah, he looks scary as fuck.
Yeah,
so that will be a good series. For me, I'd like to see Burns back. I think he's a good player. Tough going out there when he did, obviously with his wife having the baby and
no cricket as well.
No cricket for 6 months, and you go straight into that, really. Like left-handers against Ashwin, like the commentators always say, how tough it is.
You've got no chance, yeah.
And he's trying to grow that hair as well. I know what it's like. Trying to grow that barnet and that. He's a lot of... my missus, she killed me this week. She said I got out of the shower. I got out of the shower, brushed it all back. She looked like Barry Evans from EastEnders. Killed me. She fucking killed me.
Fuck it, he's going. You're going to like Terry Nutkin soon, mate.
No, mate, Barry Evans is the one before he had his fucking hair transplant. Fucking Barry from EastEnders, mate, when he fell off the cliff. You mean Christian, mate.
we've got the New Zealand test. Do we think there's going to be much? There's not going to be many changes, are there? Do we think that Dan gets a go after that? After his last test there? They're obviously going to see that.
Just quickly, Al, just going back to that, obviously, that top order. Brandy, are there any sort of other candidates in Crawley, Burns, Sibley to open?
I think them three are the leading three at the moment. I can't see too many others, like youngsters coming through. That lad at Somerset's a good player, Lammanby.
Yeah, he's young now, isn't he?
He's very young. I'm not saying for England, but in a few years, I think he could be... a thorn in our side, like Essex moving forward, he'd be a good player.
Tom Abel.
Who else is it?
Abel.
Is it Abel?
Abel, yeah. He's talked highly of. I think he's a good player when he's on form. He's had a couple of lean seasons.
Ben Duckett's out of the framework, isn't he, at the moment? Because yeah. They brought him in a few years ago, wasn't it, for Sri Lanka? And he,
They like James Bracey as well at Gloucester. I haven't seen
him. Yeah, he's an opener.
I feel sorry for him. He's given so many throwdowns this winter. Has he played the game? Yeah. All he's done is given throwdowns. That's the hardest gig in the world, fucking just lobbing balls whilst your team gets smashed.
Be a long trip, that, wouldn't it?
That's a long old trip, yeah. Yeah.
So we're thinking then Burns and Sibley, I think, deserve to start the gang opening up.
Definitely Burns. Yeah, both of them two definitely deserve it. Like they've been good at home. This series is a bit of, I think you've just got to forget it now and go back. But
yeah.
I'd like to see Dan play, obviously, like we say.
We're a bit number biased. 3, the right spot for him. I think he got shafted there a little bit. If I'm honest.
At 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Like you saw the way he played at the end there, and batting at 7's tough. Like that shot, the stumping, I did actually speak to him afterwards, and a lot of people were saying he shouldn't have played it, but like when you ain't batted at 7, he was just like, in his opinion, he was batting with a towel, so he just thought he'd take a risk. That was it.
Yeah. The guy's a top scorer in the second inning, second top scorer in the first inning. Proved he's a confident kid. If I was a captain, I would go out and say, back your ability, back your method. As long as you've got a method, yeah, and you stick to that method, again, Brownie, you'd be able to sort of elaborate a bit more on it. But most of the top players, they have their method of playing spin. Alistair Cook's the one person, he had 2 shots against spinners. Yeah, he had his method, but it's one of the best players of spin we've had. We've produced the last sort of 10 years. Yeah, and Dan had his method and he stuck to it.
So did Bairstow. Fucking hell, he got out 8 times in 4 innings. Scored 3 runs.
You know, I'm not a big fan of Bairstow. I've said he's a white ball cricketer. His mentality is white ball. He's a white ball cricketer. Simple as that. I wouldn't invest anymore. We've invested 80 test matches in him.
It'll be tough for him to. He won't be back in the next.
I don't know.
Six weeks.
I don't know. England have got a habit of doing this. Like I'd like to. I personally would like to see Crawley at 3. For me, I think Pope is gonna be a top player, but he needs to go back to Surrey, go and score some runs. I think Dan has had a good winter, relatively good winter. He would be the first to say he could have done better. But, you know, he won his first debut 70 and 30-odd not out. The second game was tough. He didn't get many runs. And then going into batting India at number 3, first 2 games, not an easy gig. And then I thought he put on a brilliant performance. Confidence, because he would have got pelted.
Yeah,
he would have got absolutely pelted by him. And he's gone out there. All the Indian commentators were heaping praise on him. For me, I think he starts ahead of Pope now.
Yeah, I think that last test, obviously we're looking at it through biased lenses, but I do think that there's obviously something there. Like people, we know what's there, but there's obviously, like, he's obviously got it. He just looked like, on the toughest pitch there, he was the only one who looked like, there's a difference between being proactive, reckless. He just looked like he could score a single, and I don't think many of them could. Even Folks, who's a very good player of spin. Is he right there, Bill?
Sorry, mate. What's happened?
We've lost him.
There you go, Bill.
Even
Folks, who is a very good player of spin, he struggled. Like, mate, that was tough. Like, even watching it, you know when you watch one of those series where you think there's a wicket every ball? It was just one of those, and it was a lottery. So to come out and look like you could kind of score some runs against it can only do you a favour. Especially when you're pretty much earmarked for the Ashes anyway, to go and score runs against spin, or some runs against spin. I suppose it's more the way that they're scored rather than how many.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Folksy?
Love him. He's the best looking.
Yeah, and I think as well in a series where Yeah, I listen, I'd love to get him in that side, but just going back to the points Alf was making, like with Dan, just finishing off on him, in a team where, other than Joe Root, everyone's defence looked shaky. Everyone looked like they could get out defending the ball, yeah? Whereas Dan looked comfortable in defence. I know it sounds a silly thing to say, but he looked solid in defence, yeah? And I think that's a big star against his name. Like I said, he worked it out pretty quickly, what he had to do, worked out a method. And I think that sort of goes a long way for development in a player. And then, folks, he's just sexy, isn't he, folks?
Yeah.
What can you say about him?
I'd shag him. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
He is one of the keepers in the world that I'd actually sit down and watch.
Yeah.
He's just so good to watch, keep.
But Brandy, any other like pure keepers on the circuit?
Ben Cox is a serious keeper as well. But I think Folks is by far
shoulders.
By far and away. No, he's the best keeper in the world by a country mile.
Yeah. Hey, it was a joke, wasn't he?
You were lucky enough, actually, Brownie, to play a lot of cricket with Foster as well. So you must see a lot of it in him. Like we speak about it all the time, and he's one of the sexiest ones to watch. I used to sit down and watch him keep.
They're both sort of cut from the same cloth. Like I grew up with Folksy playing, like second team cricket and a bit of academy cricket, and what they both work so hard on their keeping. It's like Folksy works so hard on his keeping. He's always first out there. I know with Alex Stewart at Surrey, and they're always doing loads of different drills. And Foz was the same. Foz was the best professional I've ever seen.
Unbelievable.
That's the sexiest thing you've seen do on a pitch. And off the pitch as well.
Fozzy.
What's a threesome, Al? What's a threesome?
Don't, Bill. Fuck.
Sorry, folks. What's a threesome?
I've got a poster of him on my wall, haven't I? Six foot by 4 foot and a mirror.
Ceiling. Brandy, what's the most outrageous leg size stumping you've seen either of them take?
Well, I think Fozzy, Fozzy used to stand so close to like Napes and Hoddy and stuff like that. It was ridiculous. So as a slip fielder, it's so hard because you end up standing so close to catch like the low nicks. And Foz used to catch it quite high, like round his waist and above. And I remember him bowling someone, I think it was against Worcester, you'd be able to find it somewhere, clips the bail and Foz chucks out the left hand.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
It was one of the best catches. And he just catches it and tossed it back to the umpire. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant.
The best one I've ever seen Foster do, and I can't find this anywhere.
I think that was off ports, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that was off ports. But this one was, he stood up in a 2020 against Napier, and Napier's fired one down the leg side, like absolutely sprayed it, full one as well, blindsided. He dived one-handed with his left hand, flipped it into his right. The geezer was running, and I don't know whether it ended up as a run out or a stump in, but it was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And you can't find it on YouTube now. Sad. But people talk about it. It's fucking good.
Yeah, that's his famous one, isn't it? It went like in between the keeper's legs. Fatter's legs. Yeah. And on the half volley. It is unbelievable. Standing up to Napier in them days, bowling high 80s, well, 90s maybe, depending on what the speed gun is turned up or not.
It got taken off YouTube for offensive content, that was. It's on Pornhub now.
Actually, Brownie, I've played in a few games where you've kept. You're not a bad little keeper, are you? Sleeves, though. You used to wear short sleeves.
Short sleeves, yeah. I didn't have long sleeves. Last minute, Bill. Last minute. Fancy a go.
You know what? And also with folks, like, I'm not a fan of black gloves.
I think he's brought them back.
Oh, white gloves, mate. I love white gloves.
Yeah, I quite like the black gloves.
I think if you do that, you've got to go pure Jack Russell, mate. Just ultimate black. All black. Yeah, the yellow bits on and that. Now, you lost me there.
If Brownie says they're good, you've got to lose them, haven't you? Because he wears that.
He Yeah, Brownie's a style icon, mate. Yeah, fuck.
You've lost my trail of thought with folks. I can't get off of him now. Do we care as much about the ODIs and the T20s coming up as we do the Test cricket? It's always the famous sort of... it's always the debate whether we prefer one to the other. The truth is, we want to win them all, don't we? But generally, you want to win the Test cricket, I think.
Test for me, Alf.
Yeah.
Yeah, purist, mate. I wouldn't be rushing home or getting up 4 a.m. to watch a T20.
No, yeah. You're right. Absolutely
personally.
Not.
Personally.
Which moves us on to the T20s and the ODIs. I don't know what time of the day they're on, but the Indians are going to be up for those, aren't they? There'll be a few banners out for those ones, Bill.
Yeah, the fucking Velvet Pens will be out. Fucking hell.
Shares
Holy
in Sharpie.
My king. Hey?
Marry me, Cody.
I'm saying, I don't take these bloody people seriously.
The hitman.
One geezer I was trolling, right? He said to
You're
me,
You're 36
right?
years old, Bill. One geezer I'm trolling on the internet. You're 36 years old.
Mate, it's like, other than looking like Barry Evans, mate, it's been a fucking quiet lockdown, yeah? So, anyway, this geezer, he said to me, I can't remember what I said, yeah? It was probably something brainy, yeah? But he said to me, I'll take you back to the 1890s when England played Australia. That game was over in 2 days as well. It's been going on for over 100 years. How the fuck do you respond to that?
I'm not sure you can
18
compare
fucking 90
uncovered wickets to today.
Fucking, they would have had a horse. They would have had a fucking horse rolling it.
That wicket, fucking that wicket looked like your lid, Bill.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Patchy as fuck.
You can't fucking compete with that, can you?
Nah. So what'd you say, Bill? You took it well?
What's that?
You didn't reply. You didn't respond. Didn't like his tweet or like his Instagram post.
To be fair, the missus was in labour at the time, so I was just passing the time. So I had to get out the business end, didn't I? So I had to put in my nose.
Congratulations, by the way, Bill. Congratulations.
Thank you, mate.
Becoming a father.
Thank you, mate.
You've really matured.
Yeah, thank you. I know.
So, boys, what now that... I don't even know if you know this, Bill. You'll know it because you're a nuffy. But New Zealand are in the Test Championship final alongside India. They're playing in Southampton in June, I think, or something like that. Are we all going to get down there and support the Kiwis? I wouldn't mind that, to be honest.
I thought it was at Lords, isn't it?
No, it's not at Lords. I think they've changed it because of the biosecure nonsense.
Oh, really? It'll be all over then, won't it?
I'm not sure. That's what I read. I might have read the wrong thing. Or anyway, wherever it is, are we supporting New Zealand? Good blokes, aren't they?
100%, mate. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if the BCCI, demanded that the fucking World Test Championship got moved to the fucking biggest turning pitch in England.
Taunton.
It's undercover. It's been covered now. It's undercover. They're covering it now.
They got the heaters on it.
Yeah. I'll go down to Port New Zealand.
Yeah, mate. I'll see you there, Bill. We'll get our felt tip pens.
I was going to say. I'm in the little boys' room now. I find the fucking Crayolas and do a poster.
You get the old the old Etch-a-Sketch out, Bill. You ever use the old Etch-a-Sketch? Kane Williams.
Can I run my hands through Kane Williams' beard?
boys, before we move on to the questions, I've just been watching the Windies and Sri Lanka in an ODI, and I've actually seen for the first time in a very long time someone dismissed for obstructing the ball. It wasn't, I don't even think he was, to be honest. It was pretty moody. What's the most bizarre dismissal we've seen? It can be on TV. It can be in real life. Hopefully it's in real life.
When Raheem Cornwall, was it? A bit harsh in a minute.
Obstructing the T line.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, have we seen any bizarre ones? I know we mentioned last week or a couple of weeks ago that one of the balls it our bowler on the bonce and was called caught at mid on, but
mid off.
Any timeouts? Any rogue ones? You must have been closer to it, Brownie. I don't know. Like, probably not in professional cricket.
Bizarre ones.
Yeah. Any like, I don't know. So
no, like, I suppose you see the ones like at short leg, like Sibley had the other day that hit him and go straight up.
Dan's one was pretty, he thought he was out, didn't he? The one that hit him straight on the toe.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And Wheater done one a couple of years ago. Do you not see that?
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
Where it like hit him, it rolled down his leg and he kicked it up and Tendo ended up catching it at short leg. That was a good one.
Boys, are we pro man cad?
No.
You don't leave the crease anyway, Brownie.
Sit on my stool.
Bill, you look like a bit of a man cad.
Here we go. I've got an issue with this. You'd be pleased to know, yeah. Right. And so it's the same with penalties, yeah. Penalties in football, they always freeze it, and they, you know, when the keeper leaves his line, yeah, they freeze it before the ball, the ball is about to make contact with his foot, yeah. So, like, for me, like a goalkeeper, they physically can't not come off their line. They don't freeze it once the ball has left his foot, yeah. Right, with penalties. If that was to happen, that would be fair. That is how it's meant to be. They freeze it just before he's about to strike it. Yeah. But then it's the same with man cads. If the bowler was to continue his bowling action, he wouldn't have left his crease. So at the point where he's about to bowl, he hasn't left his crease. Yeah. As far as you know, he's going to carry on bowling. You're not trying to gain like any advantage by sneaking out. It's just because he hasn't bowled and you're not watching. You're not trying to sneak a run. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying, but I don't think it's hard to stay in your crease.
There has to be a law, don't there? Otherwise,
you stand halfway down the wicket, wouldn't you?
There does have to be a law, because otherwise,
yeah, but you are in your crease.
Halfway down. But
you are in your crease. Other than when he, like, if he was going to bowl, like, if you put the cameras on, like, someone backing up, I guarantee they would not leave their crease until the ball was out of the hand. Yeah, it looks bad when they walk out and the bowler hasn't bowled because they're just doing what they normally do. Yeah, you watch them bowl, bowler's about to bowl, and then they just continue going out their crease, backing up, and they usually do it. But because the bowler stopped, they carry on walking, then it looks even worse. Well, but like they're not getting any advantage by doing that.
Well, the Butler one, remember Ashwin, he was an inch out. He weren't even setting off for a run or anything. It's just one of those that you just be wary of now.
Yeah, that I do understand. Yeah, but on a whole, I just think it's just pointless. Get warned. Like nothing. There's no drama. I don't think you should genuinely take a wicket with.
No, I don't. I think you're probably right there.
I agree. It should just be like, yeah, the rule is there.
But picture this: you're playing against India. Playing against India and you need one wicket to win, they need one run to win. Are you man-cadding?
No.
Billy?
Oh, of course I am. All day long, mate. Ashwin as well. Ashwin.
Give him a send-off. Would you give him a send-off?
Oh, 100%, mate. He's strutting around and he's a good player, yeah. It's every right. But the swagger he's got on himself at the moment, he's lost a bit of weight as well, yeah. But he's still like the fucking most unathletic bloke you've ever seen. But he's got his swagger about him now. Typical India. Like, come over here. I guarantee you, we'll trounce him over here. Yeah. If you look at it, like, India, are the best team in the world, right? They've only won away series against West Indies, Sri Lanka, and Australia.
Australia.
and that's the thing. They are the two outstanding wins against, in Australia. Other than that, they've never come close to beating England over here. Yeah. South Africa, they haven't beaten. Just really Sri Lanka, West Indies and Australia twice. That is over the last sort of 10 years. They've been poor away from home.
Who do we think...
Axar Patel will go miles over here as well. He won't play, actually. He won't even play.
Jadeja will play in front of him, probably.
Ashwin might not even play.
Yeah.
Ashwin will score runs over it, though. What was I going to say? Who's going to win? Ashwin's lost a little bit of timber. I'm still backing over any, well, probably let's say 80 metres, running a three. I'm backing Rakeem over Ashwin. He's the slowest mover I've ever seen. Who else can we back? Who else can we put in that race? Who can we put in that race? Like, let's try and get four.
Fucking Rohit Sharma as well.
The hitman. The hitman.
Yeah, mate, he looks a mess, mate, that geezer.
Fucking Brad Pitt. Sorry,
oh, mate, yeah, well, listen, mate, yeah, I ain't a pro. I don't get paid millions of pounds to play cricket, yeah, so I can have a pop at him. Yeah, he looks a mess, mate. I've got fucking 4 years on him as well. Yeah, so he looks a state. Good player, though.
Cheers, Bill. So we've got Rohit, we've got Ashwin, we've got Rakeem. I think we're doing Rakeem a disservice here. I think he's got them covered. Who else we got? Paul Sterling, I reckon he's a good one to get in there.
Hey, Monty would beat them all.
Don't you think?
Monty would go the other way.
It's done, mate.
Right, boys, let's move on to the questions. We got three, although two of them are pretty similar this week. The first one's from Tom Amiss. I think it's Tom Amiss. Right, what is the most outrageous rumour of someone joining a club that you've had during the winter? And have you boys dived into tapping up players during the off-season? If so, did it ever work? I guess this is mainly going to be for club cricket. I can't really... I don't know about signings. You must know some... You've had some rogue ones over the years, Brownie, at South Woodford. Didn't you have Wacky?
Well, I'm actually just going to go back to your ridiculous way of getting out. I've just thought of one.
Go on, bro. Right?
And actually, I'm going against Upminster for South Woodford. I've left one. It's gone through to the keeper. Keeper's caught it. Passed it to first slip. I've walked out and started patting down the wicket. First slip's thrown down the stumps.
Go on.
And I've been given out run out.
Go on, fuck off.
Yeah. See you later, mate.
Yeah. Serves you right, mate.
Oh, never been so spewing in my life.
Did they genuinely appeal you? It's fucking Danger Man, Brownie. Let's get him.
I can't name him.
Call him out. Call him out, Brownie.
Genuinely appealed, and the umpire's given me out.
That's a fucking liberty.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Anyway,
what can you do as the umpire? You've got to give it out, ain't you? But that's fucking... Well, is that first innings?
It's dead ball.
Is that first innings, Brownie?
That was it was against Upminster.
Yeah, in the club first cricket. Innings.
No,
of the
in the
game.
First innings or the second innings?
It's a good question. Don't know. It was a long time.
Say, mate, that's if you're opening the batting, that's set the time, mate. That's a long 6-7 hours, mate.
but you get straight on the beers, don't you?
what did number three do? What did he do? Take guard behind the stumps? Good hell. I like that.
You would have done that, Bill.
Was it me, Brownie?
It probably was you, yeah.
That's all right, Brownie. Outrageous signings. Like, was there any rumours of rogue players that... I'm struggling to think of that many off the top of my head, but I know that you've had some good overseas players over the years, or some that were kind of unknown and ended up being pretty good. I don't know about you, Bill. Maybe Brownie kick us off if you can think of anyone.
Come on, Brownie, yeah.
Ilford always used to have a good overseas, didn't they, every year?
That's very true, and
You always used to hear like the stats of, oh, this bloke plays Pakistan under-19s or Pakistan A or India A. I think they had an Indian A player. And he was pretty sharp. I'm trying to think of his name now.
He done well in the IPL, I think, as well. The early days of the IPL.
Yeah. Zahir something.
They had Tino Best.
Can't remember.
They had Tino Best, didn't they?
Didn't
he beam someone? What's that thing, that rumour? That way? I don't know if it actually happened. Did he beam someone at Chelmsford?
I heard that as well.
In the twos it was.
That's right, yeah.
Because the geezers didn't wear a helmet, I was saying. Oh, that savage was. He probably had no helmet.
Yeah, but you don't expect to be playing Tino Best in the twos, do you?
Well, listen, mate. When you see, like, West Indian opening the bowling, yeah, you fucking put a helmet on. Like, yeah. And you see, you know what I mean? Imagine, if he's opening the batting, like, you might cut him some slack or whatever. when you see a fucking run up, mate, and especially you see the first ball, you fucking call for a helmet.
Watching Tino. And, go on, Brownie, go on.
Tino's got a screw loose as well, isn't he? We all know.
Yeah. He don't hold back. Yeah. He wouldn't hold back in the nets against a load of kids, let alone in an adult game where he can knock someone's head off. Bill, can you think of any rogue?
No, I remember you'll probably know his name out, but and I don't know if this actually did happen. I think it did. But Hornchurch had a geezer called Cameron Nupia.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Yeah, I played.
It might be a bit before that time.
Yeah,
Brandon, do you remember him?
Yeah.
He got 120 in one game.
Yeah, in the same game. Tenfer.
Yeah, and he had sex. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That happened.
He had his cash.
Yeah.
He had sex. Yeah,
that's not bad. Not bad, is it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'd imagine so, yeah.
he was
that's the perfect day.
It is the perfect day, yeah.
No, he was the captain.
You're right.
Captain's done it for him.
That's a fucking poor day out for everyone else, isn't it?
Like, he's fucking Alfred, all the bowling attack, all the fucking batsmen. He's fucking done everyone, hasn't he? He's cleaned everyone up. He's smashed everyone.
And what are you doing in the bar after? You're sitting there in your whites, aren't you?
Well, you double jugged, didn't you? You double jugged up, didn't you?
Getting a nosh.
You fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Double jugged. Getting a nosh, Bill. Double jugged.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking Alfred, everyone, the boy.
Well, yeah, who else? What are our thoughts on tapping players up then? Like players that you know are slightly vulnerable, that they might be. I don't know, because I've never really been at a club that paid cash, but there are a lot of them around. So I suppose they're the ones that target the sort of 18 to 22 year old fringe players, or the ones that are at uni and need a bit of petrol money. What are our thoughts on tapping those sorts of players up? Ones that aren't quite pros. But I don't know. You give them 30
it's,
quid.
It's weird now because clubs
and a pack of sweets.
Clubs have players that do it, don't they? Yeah. People are sent out to go and tap players up.
Yeah, you'd apparently. Be a good scout, actually, Bill. Well liked.
Yeah.
Well, I don't talk to opposition.
That's why it was a joke, mate.
Yeah.
what do you think about it, Brownie? Because you must be in and amongst the players that do get a little bit of a bunce every now and again.
Yeah, well, like we had a lad leave South Woodford. I think he went for like 30 quid. Someone offered him 30 quid on Saturday.
30 quid,
and you're like, hang on, it's only 30 quid.
Fucking hell! What club was that?
He was off.
What club offered that?
Oh. Would you go to be chauffeured?
I can't remember.
It'd be good to be chauffeured to and from the ground. Because if you're getting paid 30 quid and you still got to use your Oyster card, that's no good.
But you can have a good night as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So what are our thoughts on it then? Being, I suppose, get tapping players up for starters that you know that play for another... Is it like cheating on you or like trying to grab someone who you know is in a relationship? Grabs probably
it's part of,
word.
It's part and parcel of like what it is now, isn't it? The nature of the beast, I suppose. Like if you've got some cash to throw around, people are going to throw it around. So
yeah, but it's quite hard for us three to all comment because we play for like good clubs, good sort of social clubs. We're not all about spending. We don't tend to pay a lot of players money. A lot of our teams were all homegrown. Yeah, it's hard for us to really comment on it, really, because like we didn't do it. And end of the day, you in the fucking league, you get a fucking bit of silk, don't you? With some fucking frilly bits on it. You're getting your money back, are you? Like you can say, oh, they coach the Colts and all that, but you're not getting your money back, are you? It's just like it's wasted money.
Yeah,
that could be spent elsewhere, you know.
To be fair, the money I've been having this chat with a few people recently. If you've got a contracted player who's worth watching, then I think that they're pros. It's their job. They should probably be paid something. It's the ones that are just fucking half decent club cricketers who are kind of noticed a little bit, but aren't. Who get paid? You never know what they get paid because the numbers get thrown around and like people double it, times it by three, and then it ends up in rupees or something. And you get some rogue number like such and such is getting £1 billion.
You are right there, Alf. Like because the amount of players that change fucking clubs every year, Like they don't talk to none of the other fucking players. They pick the money up and go home. And some of these players are like fucking 50 years old. What are you paying a 50-year-old bloke for? Like, ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah. I know.
It is ridiculous.
You know what I'm talking about.
You get no money for winning the league, so kind of what's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
like, Alf knows what I'm talking about, didn't you? Like, Brownie does too. He's his fucking shit.
Yeah, but if there's still demand for it and people still want to pay these people, then like you can't knock them for it, can you?
But you still pick these clubs.
I also get. Am I on it?
Yeah, you're on.
And he probably will hit the largest six in the game as well.
Yeah, I also get what you're saying, Alf. When you might have like a group of old boys that want to see a professional cricketer as well, and see someone bowl rapid at club cricket.
That's all you want to see, isn't it?
And if they want to put their hand in their pocket to do it, then brilliant.
I don't
think it should come out of like money of the club that are taken away from youngsters or paying the rents.
It's a tough one as well, because if you get like if everyone sort of says, all right, South Woodford, Brownie's going to play this week, and he goes and has 20 stellars on a Friday night, snicks off for nine, and then bowls 10 overs for 55. And collects his cash and walks off.
Here's your money. See you later, lad. No shower either. Him in the white, no shower. In the car.
Has a swig of someone's beer, grabs Piers Morgan's £3 from the side of the bar and shoots off. I think, Tom, we may have answered some of your question there. There's been some rumours over the years. Most of them don't happen. Played against some good players, but yeah, nothing's ever as hyped up as it seems. The next question is actually too similar, I think. But who was the best and worst overseas player you played with or against? The best ones at our club, like, there's no point in naming them because no one fucking knows who they are.
Go on, Avi.
There's some good ones about.
Brownie, mate, you had Wahab Riaz.
We had Wahab Riaz at South, yeah. He was obviously, he's turned out to be a brilliant bowler. He didn't play loads for us. We had Saad Janjua, who was there when I was young. And
I remember him.
Do you remember him, Bill? I played a few games, a couple of games with him, but then he was gone. But he used to bowl rapid.
Yeah.
He was good.
We've had some good ones, Bill. But in recent times, you I think you might know him as well, Brownie. And I hate to say this, but Sean Eaton, he plays for Ramwick he might be at East. Or no, he's at Ramwick
in Sydney.
In Sydney. Fucking hell. What if he played, if he had an English passport, he would be brilliant. And he'd probably play for Northants as well, because he's a fat fuck.
good lad as well.
Yeah.
Sean, good lad, isn't he?
He was I would say Yeah, it's hard to say, but he's probably the best.
Because he was a full package. Good lad, good cricketer. Actually, to be fair, we had to hustle him to try and get a night out of him, because he was in quite a stable relationship.
Yeah.
And he was a nightmare. And he also had, like, bog standard for an overseas. You've got to have an awful clobber.
Shit,
and he
clobber,
had some
mate.
Of the worst clobber I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Ever seen.
He there was always a flood. He was always wearing three-quarter lengths. The bastard shirts, like the most bastard shirts. But he could swing the ball both ways, and it'd be exact. So, yeah, it was worth it. There must have been some other ones, Bill.
Neeraj Jadhav.
Yeah, Indian.
Played first class. I think he's coaching. I spoke to him the other day, actually. He's coaching an Indian side, I think, out there. And he probably won't talk to me after he listens to this podcast. He's coaching out there. He was a top player. Top player.
But there's none that
unbelievable.
Really,
but very competitive as well.
There's none that really gone on and.
There's a few like that. That Yusuf Pathan was at Ilford.
Oh, sorry. I'm talking about our club. Other clubs, yeah, for sure. Yusuf Pathan.
Oh, sorry.
But yeah, Yusuf Pathan.
Let's name some of the ones in the Essex League over the years. Monty, I know he's not an overseas. He played at Hornchurch, didn't he? Hornchurch have always had a good overseas player, haven't they?
Cameron Nupia.
Cameron Nupia, yeah. Jimmy Neesham at Minster.
Yeah.
He nearly won the World Cup final, didn't he?
Played against Upal Taranga. He was at Loughton.
Loughton, oh, really? Yeah.
He hit me against the spin over extra cover twice in a row for six.
Against the spin over, like, Ronnie.
Oh, well, some sort of.
What a player. What a player to do that.
What a player.
What a fucking player. How dare he take on the Nick Brown Curran ball?
Proper Bunton as well.
It's so many rapid bowlers. Chris Drum, yeah, he played Test cricket against England.
Do you know who else?
He played for Hornchurch.
Do you know who else played? Roger Telemarkus. Remember after the
400 game,
he played at Chingford, and I think someone sledged him for his 110. He probably took like four for 10 or something.
he's a big boy as well.
He's probably a bigger boy now, yeah.
Yeah,
but no one rapid in the Essex League. It's usually decent spinners.
Spinners.
Because no one can be arse bowling quick on those puddings. A waste of time.
Yeah.
Shall we move on? One last question.
Go on.
Danny from Twitter. Look, boys, I've recently moved house and found a new club in a new league. I've had a bit of a bad reputation before, and I'm looking to rectify that in my new club. Any ideas on how to obtain good bloke status would be much appreciated. So, basically, Danny was a wanker. He's obviously grown up a little bit. He's moved to a new club, and he's got a clean slate. No one knows who he is. Scorecards don't paint pictures. What does he do? How does he go about it? It's tough, isn't it?
Tough. Yeah.
Got to buy jugs, I reckon.
Jugs are the first thing you do, isn't it?
First night out, you've got to be the team man first night out. Get the beers in, early doors.
Should we start from when he enters the ground for the first time? Let's assume that he's not doing pre-season because no one is. He's just going to...
Walk into the ground.
Yeah.
Go on, Alf, sorry.
So he's walking into the ground. For starters, this should be a given, but you do have to lead a horse to water sometimes. Don't fucking turn up in your whites. Even if they say there's no change rooms, you don't turn up in your whites.
That's what I was just about to say.
Sorry, Brownie.
How old is this kid? Was he 12 years old, this kid, looking for a new club? He's not going to turn up in his whites, is he?
Mate, last year you had to turn up in your whites. Obviously, we
did. Did anyone do that?
Yeah, they did actually, Bill, and you can imagine.
I think I would do it for a laugh. I would do it.
It'd be really funny, that, Bill.
Yeah, I'd do it for pure banter.
But you get such a ripple from the crowd as you walked in, as you're so cool.
Imagine popping into the shop.
I'd be the innovator. I'd be the first one to do it, wouldn't I?
Go on, popping into the shop at 9 a.m, Brownie.
Popping into the shop at, I need to get a drink because I'm going to cricket full in white. Who's this helmet?
It's if you're wearing spikes as well. If you ain't got the flip flops on or the sliders,
It's Billy Roan, mate.
Actually, just a quick one before we just a sidetrack.
Spikes up, helmet padded up as well.
Just a sidetrack here. Are we flip flops or sliders?
You can't wear flip flops with socks, mate.
Okay, so, but.
I'm sliders.
You're sliders all day. Brownie, do you know what we're talking
about? Flip-flops. It's a tough one.
Brownie's got the rip curls.
Tough one, yeah. Flip-flops on a night out. sliders with the socks.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is a game. What about the mule? Get a mule in there.
Hey? Look at that.
Where are you going, Brownie?
Yeah, nice.
There we go. Ah, here we go. The Essex boys are out of the yard.
Jesus Christ!
Brownie, we got on your feet.
I just got socks on.
I bet they got holes.
Brownie's got his Asics on.
You fellas earning too much money buying UGG slippers.
Christmas presents, toasty, Brownie. Mate. Christmas presents.
Toasty.
Where were we? Right. So he's rocked up to the ground. He ain't wearing his whites. He's a dickhead. Remember. Although he hasn't crossed the white line yet. So most people who are dickheads are not dickheads off the field, they're on the field. So let's assume that he's probably just got a bit of white line fever. If he hasn't, then there's obviously more issues. He should look into... he should probably go and see someone if he's just a dickhead in general. If he's a Piers Morgan type. How do you do it? He's bought a jug. That's after the game. But before the game, he's walked into the sheds. He's got to meet everyone for the first time.
Right, I've got something on this, Sal. You can't big yourself up too much because the amount of people that walk in go, bat, bulky, field at first lift. Everyone that's senior in that team just going to go, yeah, fuck off, mate. Right?
Wrong on that.
The amount of people that walk in and do that and can't do it, right? So don't say a lot. Just say, I'll do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And then actually when you do something, they go, oh, this kid's all right. Or this guy's quite good.
That's a brilliant bit of
advice. I think it's a good opportunity to go in on a clean slate. So if I went to a club now, I think I've done the old keeping gig, yeah? I'm going to go, I'll Bobby Austin, mate. I'll reinvent myself with a little off-spin all rounder. I'll give that a go because you've got your clean slate then.
Yeah, but
All right, he's known as a dickhead, so he might not have opportunity. But if I went and joined a club wherever, I'd think this is a nice opportunity. I could think, what do I want to be in cricket? I want to be a little off spinner, a little wily old off spinner.
He wants to be liked. He wants to be liked.
One out the front of the hand.
What about?
Let's
assume
to be fair, Alf. Like most dickheads, like Phil, our mate Phil, most other clubs probably think he's a bit of a knob. But what a top man he is! Like you want him in your team.
Yeah, well, that's what we that's what we need to get to the bottom of with Danny. Like, is he a dickhead off the field? Because if he is, then he's the type of bloke that's going to take the wrong person's spot in the sheds straight away. From then on, if you take the wrong person's spot in the sheds, you're fucked, aren't you? And I don't know how it works out. You just say the wrong thing, you do the wrong thing, and you're on the back foot and you're looking for a new house again. But on the field, it's a tough one as well because we all know what it's like. It's been a while for you, Bill, but when you walk onto the pitch with a load of players that you've never played with and you don't know, and you just stand there, you don't know where to stand. What do you do, Brownie? You must have been in that position
first
a few times.
Yeah.
You just walk straight into first slip. Bins on. Arms crossed.
Or do you mark your arm up out?
Take your hat off.
Take that. Bowler's name. is there any other advice for Danny? Like, obviously, in the sheds after, buy the beers. What else can you do? You don't want to go too far.
Establish hierarchy.
Because if you're too nice, then people think you're a weirdo as well, don't they? Like, you can't be too... I suppose make a cup of tea when the boys are batting. Dependent on where you're batting, that's an easy one.
Maybe just go under the radar a little bit. Establish the hierarchy, yeah? Establish who you don't fuck around with. Establish who, you know, you want to be a mate like, and all that. You just got to just, like, don't move anyone's bag off the bench, yeah? Like, suck it in and get changed by the door. Yeah, take that spot for a couple of weeks, yeah? And just ease yourself in. Don't be a bit don't be too chirpy. And just perform. Go out there and perform.
That's it, just perform. What about...
exactly.
One of my pet hates. Brownie, I don't know about you with this. You're a batsman as well. Bill, you are too. I don't know why I said that.
You definitely chuck it
as well. Do you never pick someone else's bat up, do you? I'm like a massive... I don't know whether you can pick it up like before the game, maybe afterwards, but during the game, you never touch someone's bat. Is that a thing?
Yeah. I think everyone's different, aren't they? I don't care who picks my bat up, but... And I don't know. I think it's a bit of a myth.
Is it?
Some people do, some people don't. It's one of them like fake superstition things that people try and pull off. Do you know what I mean? When people go, what superstitions have you got? I haven't got any. Do you know what I mean?
Branny, you remember this story, but we were playing a cup game on Sunday and we were a bit short on players. And one of the lads said, look, I've got this lad. He's a good player. He played... West Indies A or something, yeah, or play for fucking Leeward Islands or whatever. Didn't know who he was. Anyway, he rocked up and he took me fucking batting spot, didn't he? Yeah. The captain's been reeled in by these claims of who he's played for and that. Anyway, he's gone out. I've dropped down to number 7, right? Anyway, I've just, he's gone out to bat. And I thought, I'll go and get my pads and I'm in next, yeah. Well, I can't find my bat. My bat's gone. I've looked out. He's fucking got me bat, hasn't he? Yeah. He's batting with it. Anyway, it didn't fucking last long. And I had to walk out there, right? This is probably one of the most village things I've ever done. Without a bat. And he's given me his bat. I just fucking, midway, halfway through, to cut my back back. That's my back. He went, just gave it to me.
You can't do anything
as well.
If it
was shit, that's the reason he got out.
When the keeper.
And then I bet you got abused.
Yeah, he got abused, and you can't.
Oh, he's borrowing his bat.
Oh, but it's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's my bat.
Big day out for this boy, lads.
Yeah, and then the squeaky voice of, no, it's actually mine.
Yeah.
You can't take that. You can't.
No, he really is part of that.
Right, Danny, I think we've answered your question, mate.
Perform.
And if you have to move club again, which we actually probably know some players who've had to do this, you're just probably a dickhead. You are the problem. Look yourself in the mirror and, yeah, probably do something else. Do something solitary, play golf.
Start the scoring. I'll do the book, lads.
It could go either, way.
You don't want
that to be... Coy is a bit of a loser, this fella. doing the scoring.
It's when he pulls
out. I'll collect.
First.
That's a good one.
Nah, get the jug in with the collection. Right, boys, I think that's enough for this week. We're another week. Billy's fucking... He's gone again.
Oh, sorry, boys. Battery's gone.
We're another week closer to the season. Brownie will have some more stories from pre-season. You must have a little inter-club game or something, don't you? Coming up?
Yeah, I think the next couple of weeks we will. Next week, maybe, yeah.
That's it.
I'm available, Brownie. Not nice. Not till the 12th, mate.
I'll let McGrath know.
Yeah.
You're in.
Off spin.
Bill,
what number do you want to bat?
Don't mind, mate. I'll float.
As long as
you get the beers in, you'll be fine.
As long as he can use your bat, Brownie. And Bill, I think we should have a bowling machine once we can, and get some footage for the Essex League cricketer. Get it out there. Because I think everyone wants to see
you bat. You've got a YouTube channel now.
I see it. Everyone wants to see you bat, mate.
So
everyone wants to see those wrists.
Oh, yeah, we'll have a bit of that. Yeah, after borrowing. Brownie, get me some. Actually, you're left handed, didn't you? Give me a nice bat, Brownie.
Left handed bat.
Yeah. Left handed bat.
Yeah, give me a nice left handed bat. I've still got some protective gear.
Or you can't borrow his pads.
We'll get on that.
Like, his pads won't fit, will they? They won't fit those calves.
No, yeah, I've got the pads, mate. It's all right.
Lovely.
Yeah, we'll do that, Alf. Good call.
Yeah. All right.
Good call. But you're not. But Brownie, can you come down and feed him? Because I ain't having that bastard here.
sounds like a plan. All right, boys. It's been a pleasure. Keep the reviews coming. Ask the questions. Stay safe, and we'll see you soon. Cheers.
Yeah, nice one.
Perfect. Cheers, boys.
Cheers.